It's Ryan with Sonic 102.9 sitting down with Craig Martell for Legends of Edmonton. How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome.
Would you say you're best known in the city for running the Wonder Bar?
I kind of get a few different things. Wonder Bar, for the most part, I used to do a lot of stand-up comedy.
Oh.
So for the people who didn't go to Wonder Bar, they would know me from that.
Where's the best place for stand-up comedy in the city?
In my mind, it's Sundays at the Empress Ale House.
Ooh, I've never been.
Thursdays at the Underdog.
I've been to Underdog.
Yeah.
That culture of that is really interesting to me.
Yeah, it's just pretty loose and underground and weird.
Ari Shaffir went there when he was in the city. If you don't know Ari, he's a huge comedian, and he just showed up.
And Empress is the same. They kind of get like drop-ins from big stars that you're like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense, but...
So Wonder Bar, then, for a lot of people, their most beloved venue in the history of Edmonton. Could you sum up your Wonder Bar experience in one word?
Exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. It was the best. It's hard for me to, I think, step away from to see the forest and the trees on Wonder Bar, because for me, I got to do all the work and the background things that made it happen.
Mm.
And I also sometimes question why people liked it so much, because it was there was nothing special about that room at all. It didn't sound amazing. It didn't look very good.
It looked cool.
It looked cool. It was grimy as hell.
Yes, I love it. The bathroom, there was always something wrong with it.
Always.
Someone peed on the floor, graffiti.
Punched through sinks. And it wasn't like we were like, man, we're going to have the grimiest bathroom. Because every time we'd like go to renovate, we're like, how can we fix this bathroom? And we'd try our best. And then within a week, we're like, well, we can't keep up.
What was Wonder Bar before you got it?
Wonder Bar.
It was always Wonder Bar. How long was Wonder Bar there?
I would guess about 7 or 8 years before we took over. Before that, it was a lot of things. It used to be a German restaurant. As far as the bathrooms go, when we opened, I think our idea was we will give people paint markers, let them write in our bathrooms. Therefore, they won't write anywhere else. And what we learned is if you give someone permission to write on your walls, they usually write something quite thoughtful. And then we also learned that paint markers are very expensive and that when you're giving them out at a busy show, you will get them stolen.
Wow.
That was a lost cause.
I love it. Exhausting is the one word. And I also like knowing now in hindsight that all the enjoyment that everyone else has had in that place was all on your shoulders.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, I got so much enjoyment out of it. It was really incredible. The things that it has allowed me to do. The fact that, I mean, I always said I would never promote a show. I watched all my friends growing up who put on shows. I watched them like go into the ATM after the show to get their personal money to pay the bands. I'm like, that's a sucker's game. I'm gonna let someone else do it. And then Wonder Bar happened and changed everything for me. The fact that I could run a venue that people loved as much as they loved that is very humbling and strange, because I don't know what we did that was so special. So it was worth the effort, but by the end I was very glad that it's done.
One time I was at Wonder Bar. My old band, Pale Blue Dot, was playing a gig. Someone hurled a pint glass at the band that was performing after us, the Mighty Steeds, and they didn't know that the crowd was made up of the fans and friends of the band on stage. So a brouhaha broke out. One of your bartenders ended up getting sucker punched in the back of the head. I threw that guy out the door. One of my favorite nights ever. What was your wildest Wonder Bar memory?
You know, I wasn't there that night, but I remember that show exactly. And I remember the person who threw, what they threw was a beer can, not a pint glass.
Okay.
But it was a regular who played in bands at Wonder Bar who just didn't like the Mighty Steeds. You know what I mean? Like, was wasted and was like, why are these guys here? The cool thing is, through the 5.5 years we were open, we've only had like a handful of crazy, violent, weird nights, or it was really tame most times. That one, it wasn't super serious. Our bartender got sucker punched.
It was fun.
It was fun.
But it was also chaos. So
for
there's
sure
an element of danger. But it wasn't violence in that, because violence is such a potent word. I don't think it was violence as much as it was chaos.
Right. And I mean, chaos was, when we first opened, we had a lot of chaos. We had a lot of us doing things like, well, we'll go over capacity a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it ends up being like 160 people squeezed into an 85-person room.
Right.
And chaos. That's happened. But most of my memories there are quite peaceful and tranquil. I mean, when you're caught up in every show, you have these incredible bands. You can't even really pay attention most of the time because you're doing other things. You're making the show happen.
Mm.
So I remember Korn from Purity Ring, his old band. They were incredible. And they played Wonder Bar once and then broke up. And I had missed that show.
Oh my.
So they did a reunion show, and all I wanted was to see them. And I was there, and then all of a sudden, our water pipe broke, So while the show is happening, I'm mopping, and like filling buckets with water and trying to make sure the bar doesn't flood or it doesn't hit the electrical and ruin the show. So the show happened. Everyone had a great time, and I have no recollection of them playing because I was just stressed out.
Right. You're making it happen.
You're making it happen.
That's the beauty of Edmonton music scene. It's people that make it happen, you know? Nothing happens unless somebody gets up and does it and puts the hard work in that no one wants to do, you know?
Yeah, and we're lucky to have so many people who are willing to do it.
Yeah.
Just like, just who will get punished over and over with, like, but still keep coming back.
I was going to ask, what is your favorite thing about the Edmonton music scene? Is it fair to say it's the people?
Absolutely, it's the people. 100%. I mean, I've lived in other places. I'm not delusional. The Edmonton music scene is no more or less amazing than most cities its size as music scenes. Calgary has a great music scene. Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. I'm sure if I lived there, I would notice there's probably more amazing bands and more bad bands. And so you're going to get it. And the reason we think Edmonton's so amazing is we live here. But that's how it should work. I think what keeps it going is the efforts of a select couple handfuls who have an irrational drive to make things happen. All my promoter friends and I, we'll text each other at least once a week being like, man, I think this is, I'm going to quit doing this. Like, I'm going to move on. and then I'm like, oh, I totally get it. Me too. And then the next day, time I see them, it's like, oh, I just booked this show. Oh, I just booked this show. And like, we'll never quit. You know, like you want to sometimes, but you can't.
Is there a top mistake young bands make? I know I used to play more often than I do now and actually do gigs and stuff like that. And you learn everything the hard way where you show up and like jackasses, you're laughing or you disrespect something. You just don't know the rules yet.
Everyone, whether it's venue owners or promoters or bands, have to understand that nobody owes you anything. Just because you're good doesn't mean that people are going to like your band. There's so much luck and strategy. And I think the best advice I can give is go out to shows. Go out of your comfort zone and meet people. Because I'll see bands who have become very successful in Edmonton and worldwide by meeting people. And then I'll have other bands who are incredible players who, unless they're playing, they stay home. And they wonder why nobody comes to their shows.
I see that. I see that a lot too.
Yeah. If you look at when you start playing in bands, when you were a kid doing it, all your friends would be super excited and come out and see you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's 10 years later, those friends aren't coming out anymore.
No.
You know, the people who were really excited that you were playing in a band. Sure, some of them might, and some of them might actually become fans of your music, but that wears away quick. Your friends get bored of seeing you after the few times. So you have to actually meet new people, and you have to go network. And networking is just making friends. Actually see them and talk to them after the gig.
Yeah.
And go to all their gigs. And then you guys will become friends. Then they will for sure play with you.
They will love you if you go to their gigs.
For sure. Yeah. I feel like what we tried to do when we opened Wonder Bar, what my goal was to cross-pollinate the different scenes as much as possible when it made sense. So just to say, you know what? Like, tell a band who have gotten comfortable booking, you have to play with this other band.
Right.
And then they would. And all of a sudden there's this fan crossover, and all of a sudden both bands have way more fans.
Right.
You know?
That's so perfect.
Yeah, and as a promoter, it's sometimes a struggle, because sometimes it doesn't work. It just flops. But whatever.
Off mic, we're talking about Mac DeMarco. Travis Bretzer, who's here in the building,
yep.
He was part of that scene that created the whirlwind momentum with Mac.
Anyone who's attained success in Edmonton, times are changing. Yes, you can like fluke success on the internet, but you can't plan for that. So it's, and even the people who have, like, you look at like bands like Purity Ring, who have blown up on a huge level through internet success, like, they were still playing shows at Wonder Bar and venues like that for years. Not as Purity Ring, but in their other projects. So it's rare for a guy who's sitting home and has never gone out to a show to become successful.
Do you think there's a band that's artist about to blow up now? Or is that a hard thing to predict?
It's so hard to predict. I mean, it's always hindsight. I feel like if somebody, I always said if Mac DeMarco was, whenever Makeout Videotape were playing, if someone had come from the future and said 5 years from now he's going to be a huge, massive worldwide artist, I would have said, yeah, okay, I get that.
Oh.
You know, but I mean, I wouldn't want to put the pressure on someone to try to predict that, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Just a curious question. Well, I appreciate the chat, man.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a lot more we could always talk about.
Of course.
It's always nice to leave on a high note and keep doing what you're doing for the scene, man. It's not lost on it. And that's why we've selected you for Legends of Edmonton.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's really fun.
It's neat for me to have the opportunity to conversation my way to the core of an Edmonton music scene and to realize face to face with you that at the core of it, it's a handful of people that are making ideas come alive, and that's it, man.
And all these people, I mean, I'm looking at the list, not that I've met everyone on your list that you've interviewed so far, but everyone I have met, I'm like, that was, I remember meeting that person. They are just, what they do is fantastic.
It's cool.
And there's, I mean, there's so many people that will never get the chance to be on here.
Yeah.
That are doing incredible things. You know, I mean, the city always has, once a week I'm blown away by someone's selflessness and willingness to fight for what they want in this city. Because it's a cool city. Mm. Edmonton's like way cooler than people think it is. We have things like, we're such an open-minded city overall. It's so cool. And I think that people need to keep pushing for more. Like, we could be world leader in as far as innovative ideas and arts and culture and acceptance of everybody. I think it would be so cool if Edmonton becomes the forefront of, like, no matter who you are or what you're into or what your background is, you're just, Edmonton's a good place for you to be.
You'll find a community to support you.
For sure.
I love it, man. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you.